Drive with Robin Roz. Weekdays, 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
Time for the Monday mailbag.
Mm-hmm.
Can I read it today?
Yes, you can.
Because I haven't read one in a while.
Okay.
It comes from Fiona. Hi, Fiona. She says, hi, Robin Roz. I would appreciate your opinion. I'm a mother of two, and my little kids both do swimming training. They're currently training 3 times a week. I struggle to get my kids to take a bath after training because they say they're already clean after a day of swimming. Did get me wondering, should people take a bath or shower after you've been in the pool, or is it unnecessary? Thanks for the great show. Kind regards, Fiona. Kind regards is a little passive aggressive, but we'll let it go. You know what
I
mean?
She's going through a lot, Rob.
She's going through a lot.
Please respect her.
So, I don't have any kids. I can't help you. Roseanne McKenzie, if yours were in the pool 3 times a week, would they be coming home and going in the bath?
They would be.
Joe Man, if your kids were going in the pool 3 times a week, would they be coming home and going in the bath?
I think they would have gone into the bath before the pool in the first place. So I think that's like the one. And then if they feel like that they were working hard in the pool, then you come back and you bath again.
Because wasn't there some famous couple who made the news towards the end of last year who said they don't bathe their children ever?
It was,
I'm sure there was a thing.
Yes, it was Dax Shepherd and Kristen Bell.
Okay, I don't know who those people are. But
I think they acted in a series together, and then after they got buried.
But they said they don't bathe their kids. Do they? Was it a never, or was it only a part time?
Like only wet wipes on the weekend when we go see friends.
They say, and this is a quote, they wait for the stink.
No men.
We bathe our children every single night. And then somehow they just started going to sleep on their own without the routine. And we had to actually start saying, hey, when was the last time we bathed you? Sometimes 5-6 days will pass without our kids being washed, but they don't smell. Well, they do sometimes. Once you catch a whiff, that's biology's way of letting you know you need to clean it up.
Okay, so that's the famous people saying they'll leave it 5-6 days until the kids smell. Mm. Fiona's saying 3 times a week, the kids go for a swim.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't have to bath afterwards. So is there a minimum number of times your child should wash? I mean, as far as I'm concerned, it should surely be every day.
Yeah, look, it's concerning that she's equating the bath time with the fact that they swim 3 times. Because I think that should be, you know, neither here nor there. If they swim once, you should still bath 5 times Monday to Friday. You know what I mean? So it shouldn't be like, if they're going to swimming 3 times, does that mean they only bath twice? When they go to swimming. Or they only bath on alternate days
exactly.
When they don't go to swimming.
This is what I'm asking.
You know what? The last time that I didn't bath my child for a long time was probably after I birthed them. Because, you know, they come out and they've got that vernix on them.
I do not.
So it's the substance that gets put on the baby when they come through the birth canal, right?
Yeah.
And they say if you have had a birth that where the kid does have vernix on, you shouldn't bath them for about 5 to 7 days after they've been born. And I listened to that and I did it.
Because it's a healthy thing.
Because it's a health thing. Apparently it's good for the digestive tract. It hydrates their skin and keeps them free from bacteria or keeps the bacteria risk pretty low.
Mm.
So obviously, ons het gewas daar, as hulle nou met die wet wipe, as hulle nou a nappy change or whatever gehad het. But I think now they shower every day. Hulle is besig. Hulle is fail. Whether they, my kids do swimming training as well. On those days, I want to wash them extra hard because I feel like chlorine dries out your skin.
So my assumption would be every day. But if your answer is not every day to how often you should bathe a child, how often do children need to go in the bath? I can't believe we're asking this question. But here we are with Fiona's email. So 084-8500-942. What is the correct number if the answer is not every single day?
So we actually got thinking, how many times a week should kids bath?
And the answer is lots.
Yeah.
And I'm glad to hear that from everyone.
Mm.
Because Joanne, very angry on the WhatsApp line. Yo, asseblief man, bad jou kind elke liewe dag.
Loki say, bathing after swimming is a must, capital letters. Just think of all the bacteria and things in the water. Check Google. How many other kids has a wee in the water? Neerskat, jy gaan bad.
That's a thing that everyone said, though, because it is.
Mm.
It's those group pools. You know, a couple of people coming through and saying, if it's your own pool, maybe, but if it's a municipal pool.
Hi, Robin Ross. Children need to bath every single day.
Agreed.
Every second day, werk nie vir my nie. They at school or they play outside and they get all dirty and germy. Every single day. I do know of parents that skip a day. and bath the next, I'm sorry, that just doesn't work for me.
Sy is waar. Sy is reg. Dit is waar.
No word of a lie.
Want hulle word so vuil. Ek kyk na my kind se voete. Ek het 'n kind wat as hy buite is, he doesn't want to wear shoes. So these feet of his are either like with dirt or mud. Even after his bath, I have to like go give him a little mini pedicure. Ek moet ook al vanaand weer, want ek het vergeet gisteraand. Dit maak my mal. Daai vuil voete, ek kan nie.
Hoi julle. Myne swem ook 3 keer 'n week. Ek het nie 'n saak nie. Bad sal jy bad. Elke dag. Partykeer doen ons op Vrydag aand 'n varkie aand, maar dan word daar Saterdag gebad. Maar nee, swem somer winter ek gee nie om nie, jy gaan bad.
I agree.
Varkie aand is what's getting me.
Have you not heard that term before?
Varkie aand, nee.
Varkies aand, when you don't have to bath when you're a kid.
Okay.
You get a dirty day.
Okay.
That was the term
but
for
it. But it cannot be every second day of the week.
Yeah, precies, dis die ding. Because everyone makes a good point on the WhatsApp line. Like, I mean, the pools are full of chlorine and all of those bodily things in goed, and it'll just dry your skin out and be bad for you. And so, like, you need to wash all the chemicals off.
Work, selfs as jy swim en jy is in water, you are still sweating, especially if you're training. Like, the sweat might be coming off because jy is in die water, maar daai sweet is nog vervaardig.
I mean, that's why the sea is salty, because fish have been sweating for thousands of years.
Okay, bye.
No?
No!
Rowan says, bath your damn kid near Cease.
Yeah. Bath your kid.
I'm glad. The email had me initially concerned for a second. Because blij ons is allemaal op jezelf te bladzij hier.
I think Fiona has gotten a definitive answer to her query for this week's Monday mailbag.
Because Fiona's email, she says she struggles to. So the kids fight her on it. Uh-uh. They're like, Mom, I've been in the water already today. Yeah. I don't need to go in the water a second time. Uh-uh. Absolutely not. Glim terug, vir hy seep, maak swem.